Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Looking for JJ, written by Anne Cassidy and read by Shirley Barthelme. Part 1. Alice Tully. Chapter 1. Everyone was looking for Jennifer Jones. She was dangerous, the newspapers said. She posed a threat to children and should be kept behind bars. The public had a right to know where she was. Some of the weekend papers even resurrected the old headline, A Life for a Life. Alice Tully read every article she could find. Her boyfriend, Frankie, was bemused. He couldn't understand why she was so fascinated. He put his arm around her shoulder and dipped his mouth into her neck while she was reading. Alice tried to push him away, but he wouldn't take no for an answer, and in the end the newspaper crumpled and slipped onto the ground. Alice couldn't resist Frankie. He was bigger and taller than her, but that wasn't difficult. Most people were. Alice was small and thin and often bought her clothes cheaply in the children's section of clothes shops. Frankie was a giant beside her, and liked to pick her up and carry her around, especially if they were having an argument. It was his way of making up. She was lucky to have him. She much preferred to read the articles about Jennifer Jones when she was on her own. It meant waiting until Rosie, the woman she lived with, was out at work. It gave her plenty of time.